For weddings, seniors, family, and sports pictures, contact Moments in Time. Find them online at reesebaker.com.
Wow, Rocket football fans. I guess everybody got their fill of points on Friday night. 102 points in the football game, 70 on the good side. Coach Darnes, that's a record.
Yeah, you know, Chris, and there's absolutely no way that that we ever try to run the score up. And it was a misinterpretation by the rule of an official that that interpreted the rule being the mercy rule starts at the second half, and that's not the case. The mercy rule, as I tried to explain to him, is there so you do not embarrass anybody, and we don't want to embarrass anybody. We have to continue to play our game. At the same time, we don't run the score up. And so the mercy rule is supposed to be anytime you get 36 points ahead, then it's a running clock. And like I tried to explain to him, if you waited till the second half, then you get 36 points in the first quarter. It could be 72 points in the second quarter, and that's not the intent of the rule. And so it was clearly over with in the first quarter, we thought. And I think it was in the second quarter we reached the 36 points, and if the clock would have ran, I think we probably would have had 42 points going into halftime, and as opposed to the 56 points that we had. So, you know, I hate it for Fulton County. I like it for our kids, that because we had some kids that that I felt like had some success and excitement, especially some seniors. For instance, Dylan Smith, who gets his first touchdown, and credit Sean Thompson for putting him in there and giving it to him. And, we wanted to get the ball to Jared Lundy to give him a chance to catch the ball, and he caught a long pass. And, you know, we wanted Ben Brown to be able to touch it and get some yardage, and he was able to catch a screen, as we knew, and score. But as I told you, I think on the podcast, and you asked me who I thought would have big games, and I told you that I thought Charlie Johnson would. and he did, and it was great for Charlie. And I'm telling you, Chris, what that did, and if Charlie would continue that, what that did is it sparked some competition between he and Nesbitt. Mm-hmm. And so now, because we're talking about, I mean, Charlie runs the ball hard, and he hits the hole hard. And so if he continues that and continues getting better, then I think it's going to make Nesbitt better as well. So, you know, we're going to continue to play Charlie and make sure that, and that's what we wanted to do with all the guys we're trying to get touches and things like that, is to make them better and improve. And so that is what we were wanting to see earlier this year. But, you know, unfortunate for us, it didn't happen. Fortunately for us, it happened Friday night, and hopefully it continues.
Well, a 70-32 football game, and, you know, even at the end of the game, there were the people were still there, and I guess they just enjoyed the tennis match there in the second half, because you put in a lot of your reserves, and Fulton did. They were able to play and run their offense and score a little bit. I think the coach had told the officials that Coach Gallagher from Fulton had told the crew that he had a young team, and he felt like he just wanted to continue playing, and that's why he didn't want that, because they asked him if he wanted to run
it,
but it's not an option.
It's not an option. It shouldn't be an option, and it's okay, and you know, we understood, and I'd be the same way, and Coach Gallagher came up to me after the game and really was appreciative that we left our and played our younger kids the whole game, and because they needed that success. Even though it was against our younger guys, they needed to experience some success, and they felt like that they did. And so that's why that you know, the mercy rule is what it is, and that's why it's not good at any point to run up the score and make kids feel bad. Because, you know, I tell you, even though Fulton County got beat, we scored 70 points on them, they felt good about what they did towards the end of the ball game. And it gives them something that they can build on and be positive with. And for that, I'm glad.
Yeah.
You know, and that's why you don't leave your starters in there and try to beat somebody as bad as you can beat them. And even though our starters were on the sidelines and they wanted to preserve a shutout, you know, that's not what it's all about at that time. Mm-hmm. So we clearly had to win, and that's what our objective was, is to win. And we don't need to rub anybody's face in and demoralize kids.
When you're up 63-0, you've got to, at some point, draw the line.
You got to draw the line. You got to figure something out.
Yeah,
so.
Take some
but, I mean,
out.
You know, we played Charlie Johnson. We played Nesbitt in the second half. You know, we wanted them to get some runs, and you know, so both of them ended up having over 100 yards rushing, and Charlie, I think, had 150-something yards.
153.
So, I it was great. I think Nesbitt had 104 or something like that. So, you know, it's good for the kids, and I felt like that, you know, we had some kids defensively to step up, too. I mean, I thought Beavers played an outstanding game. Mm-hmm. I don't have the stats, but, I mean, just coming out of the game, I thought he and Gavin Dickerson played an outstanding game. You know, and then you have to look at another senior in Will Perkins, and I think he's put in the record book in KHSAA
met the minimum threshold to get in the statewide record book.
For 10 in a game.
12's the record.
Yeah, 12's the record, so... you know, I we talked about that, and I really didn't want, you know, for him to get the record, because that meant that we would have had to been in the 80s.
Yeah.
And I think that that's really really too much. So
yeah,
I don't ever want to see that. But
Ethan Hunt tied a record, a school record for 22 straight games with a reception, and tied TK Guess, who's offensive coordinator Sean Thompson's brother-in-law. So good.
Yeah, and Sean's instructed he better break the record too. So
yeah,
get some family tension going on there. But yeah. You know, I mean, Ethan's another just steady. You know, all the way around. But you know, I tell you what, I have to credit the coordinators. I think they did an outstanding job preparing the kids. I thought Sean Thompson had a great game plan. You know, I mean, he said it himself. It's probably a record for us to have 7 quarterbacks in a game and virtually take the snap, 7 different people. So, you know, you look at those, you look at that, and it's like, that's what we needed to be doing all along. That's what I want to continue, because, you know, people have to prepare and spend time when you do that. So, you know, that's a good thing, and you know, we have to continue to do that. And we need to do that this week with Russellville as well.
Okay, you said 7. Make sure I know. Hunter Holman came in, was a backup quarterback. Hunter Jones came in, was a backup quarterback. You had the other Hunter. We have 3 Hunters at quarterback. Hunter Boones, who are our starter. You snapped it to Devin Nesbitt, and you snapped one direct snap to Gavin Dickerson. Who are those?
Mason
two?
Myers.
Did Mason
you know,
get
so,
one?
So,
okay.
So maybe he's at 6 instead of 7. But so there were 6 of them that we actually snapped it to.
Yeah.
Friday night.
Is that just something to try a wrinkle to put in at this point, or?
Well, I mean, it goes back to the premise that we've always said, when you have a running quarterback, and so if you have a quarterback that can run the ball and you have plays for that quarterback, you got 10 guys blocking. The quarterback, if he just hands off all the time, then you only have 9 guys blocking. And so you have an extra guy blocking, and so that was the concept going into this week, that we were going to have extra guys, another guy lead blocking for whoever's doing it. Gavin's a power runner. Mason and Nesbitt are quicker runners. So, you know, we have plays designed for that, and we just take Hunter Boone and we put him out wide and have him block.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so now we're going to have to look at if they're not going to guard him, then we're going to have to take and throw it to Hunter Boone. And so, you know, that's what we're talking about, doing things and I tell you, it what it is, it's more or less, as these players get older, you're starting to open up the playbook a little bit. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, that's what we're looking at, and hopefully it can continue. So the way it sets right now is, you know, we go to Russellville this week, and, you know, the winner of that will be first in the district. So, you know, that's what we did by setting ourselves up from beating Fulton City and Fulton County. And so it's going to be a challenge for us. But, you know, I tell you what, I was excited for the kids. I was proud of these kids. You know, we talked about not having excitement in the Ballard week and then come out here and have this excitement. And I know it was Fulton County, don't get me wrong. But to show that excitement, that's what we're going to focus on this week, is that's the excitement that we're going to have if we're going to even hope to stay in a ball game with Russellville. And we're going to have to focus on district championship and leave everything on the line. We have an open week the next week after Russellville before we start the playoffs. So there will be no excuses for us not to play as hard as we can possibly play.
Yeah. A lot of excitement when there are 14 touchdowns. A lot of excitement. Hey, let's look real quick at the region. Over in the second district, we had some deciding games this past Friday night, and it looks like Fort Knox is probably going to get the 3 seed and Caverna
and
the
4 will.
Seed.
They won't probably. They will. What happened? Bethlehem beat Campbellsville, and
so
Fort Knox beat Caverna. Mm-hmm. So you got Fort Knox that will be number 3 seed, and Caverna will be number 4 seed.
So we're going to get one of them, depending
on... We will get Fort Knox. It's not depending. We will get Fort Knox because they are number 3. Number 3 goes to number 2. And so number 1 plays number 4.
If you beat Russellville...
If we beat Russellville, then we will be number 1 and we'll get Caverna.
Caverna.
Yes.
Right. So we're going to leave that out there and hope that we can go down and upset. It would be an upset, no question.
It would be an upset.
They're the number 2 team in the state and get a lot of first place votes in the statewide AP poll each week. So they're a very formidable opponent. We know that. They have been almost year in and year out, other than just a little period there where we kind of had our way with them. But that's been quite a while, and Russellville will be a very difficult.
Yeah, and playing at Russellville. Russellville's
right.
A tough place to play.
It is.
So. It's going to be a challenge for us, but again, Chris, I mean, it's district championship, and you know, you never know what happens.
All right, Coach. Well, we'll get ready to go down to Russellville and play in that medieval-looking stadium. It is. It's an old stone structure. It's a throwback, and it's always kind of fun to play down there. It's a good atmosphere because they take their football very seriously in Russellville.
Yeah, you know, also, Chris, you just have to say that we hated for Paxton Riley, who was a senior at senior night, and you know, he wanted to be in there and couldn't be in there. But I'm gonna tell you what, he's continued to inspire and lead the team even in his absence. So, you know, we want him to know that we felt for him Friday night with senior night.
And has had to have some secondary surgeries after the initial knee surgery. So, yeah, our prayers are with him and his family. And I know it's a tough time for them.
Yeah, as I understand it, Ethan Dawson is having more problems with it.
Really?
So he's
going
to have to go get it checked out again.
Yeah.
So, you know, we just hope everything's all right with him.
Okay, Coach Stearns. We'll talk to you on Thursday, and we'll break down the Russellville game then.
All right, buddy. Thanks. Have a good one.